The Power Gap. Some might ask, what is new? It is true that Europe has been declining as a global military power for a long time. The most damaging blow to both European power and confidence fell almost a century ago, in the World War that broke out in 1914. That horrendous conflict devastated three of the five European powers, Germany, Austria-Hungary, and Russia, that had been key pillars of the continental balance of power since 1871. It damaged European economies, forcing them into decades-long dependence on American bankers. But most of all, the war destroyed the will and spirit of Great Britain and France, at least until the British rallied under Churchill in 1939, when it was too late to avoid another world war. In the 1920s, Britain reeled from the senseless slaughter of a whole generation of young men at Passchendaele and other killing fields, and the British government began at war's end the rapid demobilization of its army. A frightened France had struggled to maintain adequate military force to deter what it considered the inevitable return of German power and revanchism. In the early 1920s, France was desperate for an alliance with Great Britain, but the Anglo-American guarantee to defend France, stipulated in the Versailles Treaty, vanished into thin air when the U.S. Senate refused to ratify it. Meanwhile, the traumatized British, somehow convincing themselves against all reason that France, not Germany, was the greatest threat to European peace, proceeded to insist as late as 1934 that France disarm itself to the level of Germany. Winston Churchill's was a lonely voice, warning of the awful danger of perpetually asking the French to weaken themselves. The interwar era was Europe's first attempt to move beyond power politics, to make a virtue out of weakness. Instead of relying on power, as they had in the past, the European victors in World War I put their faith in collective security and in its institutional embodiment, the League of Nations. Our purpose, declared one of the League's leading statesmen, was to make war impossible, to kill it, to annihilate it. To do this, we had to create a system. But the system did not work, in part because its leading members had neither the power nor the will. It is ironic that the driving intellectual force behind this effort to solve Europe's security...